full color book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, good evening. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion and delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be, hopefully, the views of Pastor David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution. And we're going to be talking about why America is different than other nations. Well, of course, America is different than other nations in that in most societies, government gives people certain rights. In America, of course, it was assumed that our rights came from God and that governments were instituted to preserve our God-given rights. And that really consisted of limiting the power of government so that they couldn't take our rights away from us. The Constitution lays out certain things that the government can do and very little. Matters dealing with life and liberty and property and taking care of the needy was to be left to the local communities because the founding fathers realized that if ever, of course, you could centralize power in Washington, D.C., power would be misused because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely everyone. And that's just what's going on today, is because we do not demand that our leaders who swear to uphold the Constitution abide by their oath, and those people who do not are tried for treason and sent to prison. Not until the American people have the courage to stand for what's right and demand that our leaders obey the oath that they've sworn, not until that happens will there be any possible hope of returning to the once great nation that we were. Well, with us this evening, Pastor David Whitney. David, you pick up the story.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to be with you and your audience. And we are at a crisis point as this next election rolls towards us very rapidly, because if Americans understand what's taking place, the executive branch is acting, you know, in the history of the executive branch, has been acting for quite a few years way outside the boundaries that the Constitution has placed upon it. In other words, when we people formed a contract that brought the federal government into existence, that contract is our Constitution. When we formed that contract, we only gave limited, specified powers to the executive branch. The executive branch is not to make law, for example. The executive branch is not to act in a judicial capacity. It had very limited functions, that is, enforcing the laws that were lawful in accordance with the standard of the United States Constitution. We see the erosion of that limitation and the expansion of the executive branch powers has just gone gangbusters, particularly in the last two administrations, not just Obama's, but before him, George Bush II. And it's a danger to us as a people, and our founders recognized this. When they created the executive branch, they recognized a danger because they had faced that same danger from the executive power of government in the king. You see, parallel to the president in our system of government is the king in the monarchical constitution of Great Britain. Yes, Great Britain had a monarchy, but that's just the executive branch. There was also the legislative branch of parliament, as well as the judicial branch. They saw when power is concentrated in the executive branch, liberties are destroyed, and no one's God-given rights are safe. So they structured a constitution that would limit severely the powers of the presidency. We have evil people in our land who have sought to destroy those limitations in order to coalesce all power, not just in Washington, D.C., but extreme and unlimited powers at the hands of whoever holds the White House.
Well, our guest is Pastor David Whitney. We're going to be back here in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, America is moving towards a dictatorship. America is moving towards destruction. And behind that are powerful and evil spiritual forces.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, of course, David is simply talking about the fact that traditionally no president would serve over two terms, starting with George Washington. Although it wasn't written into the Constitution, it was assumed that nobody would serve over two terms until, of course, Franklin Delano Roosevelt came along in 1932. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected for a third term, of course, with the idea he was going to keep us out of war, whereas already he was planning on taking us into war. And then, of course, he was elected for a fourth term. And after that, of course, why, there was a constitutional amendment submitted so that no other president could ever do what FDR had done. Because what FDR did was to pack the Supreme Court with Masons. He and Harry Truman put Masons on the Supreme Court almost exclusively so that the Masons control the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971. And while that happened, they massively increased the power of the central government. But even more suddenly dangerous was their attitude towards Christianity. They hate Christianity because they worship a different God. They worship the great architect of the universe, not the God of the Bible. And that's why they took God and prayer in the Ten Commandments were taken out of our school. But with that, the foundation of the moral structure of this society, and FDR's legacy was to destroy the Christian foundation of this country intentionally and purposely, because he himself was a 32nd degree Mason, and the man who succeeded him, Harry Truman, was a 33rd degree Mason, and both of them were dedicated to world government and the destruction of the integrity of America. Go right ahead, Pastor David.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, and I think it's obvious, because the 22nd Amendment was that amendment that limited the president to two terms, that America as a whole saw what FDR had done to our country as damaging and destructive and needed to be stopped. And so one way to stop it is to limit the terms of the president. So at least if he's going to damage our country, he can only do it for 8 years. You know, we had George Bush II damaging our country for 8 years. We had 3 years of Obama, and God help us if we have another batch of, although I don't, in my opinion, think Romney will be all that much better. I know many people might disagree with me on that point. But limiting the term of the president moves away from the idea of a lifelong president, which, you know, banana republics and those kind of places have a lifelong dictator who every year gains more and more power. And that's one of the dangers of the executive office, that the person in that office accrues more and more power to themselves the longer they are in office. So even a two-term limit, you know, it might have been better to say a one-term limit, give them 4 years and boot them out and put somebody else in his place, because over the time they're in office, the power that they accrue to themselves grows, and if they themselves are not godly men who will limit their powers, George Washington demonstrated in his life when he had the opportunity to become king in America. Many people don't know this, but there was a movement among his own troops, especially among his officers, that when they were stationed in New York, they hadn't been paid, and there was a lot of disgruntled attitude towards Congress even then. And they were urging, basically, Washington to take control, to become the king. And, in fact, Washington did the exact opposite. Came to Annapolis, Maryland, where I live, where the Capitol was, Congress's meeting, and he resigned his commission. And when King George III heard that George Washington resigned the commission, he said, that has to be the greatest man in the world, because nobody's going to surrender the kind of power that was available at Washington's beck and call. And so he demonstrated as a general willing to surrender power, not aggrandize it. And he demonstrated then again as president. He could have run for a third term, but decided, no, that's enough. And we might do better to have amended our Constitution to say only one term for a president, because that 4 years can be damaging enough in our land. Well, the other aspect of Article 2, Section 1, is it defines and details the Electoral College. Now, this is a method of choosing a president that most people today do not understand. Our founders were not at all fond of democracy. In fact, they often called democracy mobocracy. And they did not want the selection of the president to be by mobocracy, that is, whatever the popular vote said. They wanted the decision to elect the president ultimately to be strongly influenced by the state legislatures. We were talking about Article 1, that the Senate, originally before the 17th Amendment, was selected by the state legislators. They were appointed. They were not voted on by the people, and they were there to do the will of the state legislators. And when they would not do the will of the legislators, they were to be removed by the state legislatures and replaced with those who they would do their will. In a similar way, the Electoral College was designed to give states and state legislatures enormous influence in choosing who would become the president. Now, the electors were chosen by states. Each state had and still does have electors equal to the total number of senators and congressmen from that state. So even the smallest state in terms of population, because they would have two senators and one congressman, even the smallest states would have three electors for their state. Now, normally, electors are pledged to support the candidate who either carries their congressional district as it originally was, or these days, with a winner-take-all strategy, who carries their state. But it was not an absolute commitment that the electors have to vote the way the populace voted, because their duty was to see that the best candidate, as their state legislature had charged them, the best candidate would be chosen for the White House. And so it was possible for them to say, well, I think the vote of the people here was not a wise vote, and we're going to go in a different direction. It's interesting to see the brouhaha at the 2000 election, where there was some talk about maybe some electors are not going to be what they said faithful electors. That is, they're going to switch from how the vote went in their state. And the idea is that the Electoral College is a check against mobocracy. If the people make a bad choice, the Electoral College can change that and be certain that a good choice is made in terms of who's going to be president. That is, the state legislatures have ultimate sway in that decision. Now, if in the Electoral College no candidate were to receive a majority, then the decision as to who becomes president goes to the House of Representatives. The House will choose the president, each state casting one vote as the majority of that state's congressmen express their desire, and they can choose from the three top vote getters in the Electoral College. Before this was amended in the 12th Amendment, when you cast your vote for an elector, you're really voting for an elector who then is going to cast his ballot. Those electors are going to choose from a slate of candidates, but not distinguish in their choice between president and vice president. They're going to vote for two, but the two they vote for, the one who gets the highest number of votes will be president, and the one who comes in second will be vice president. So it really was not a slate as we are accustomed to today, where you're voting for vice president and president together. So if there was no majority in the Electoral College, the race would go to the House for the president, and as the majority of the states chose, casting one vote per state, that one would become the president. Then the Senate would be the body that chooses the vice president if there's no clear majority in the Electoral College, and they would have one vote per senator, and they could only choose from the top two from the Electoral College to cast their vote for. So this Electoral College design, which again is much denigrated, and there's many who are working to seek to eliminate it from our Constitution, it is a check on federal power by the state governments, and actually it's designed to protect the smaller states, because the smaller states have an overrepresentation in the Electoral College, just as they do in Congress, because they have two congressmen or two senators and one in the House of Representatives. Now, with a two-party system, one candidate almost always receives a majority in the Electoral College, but when there are multi-party elections, they could tend to wind up in Congress, and Congress be the ones that make that decision as to who's the president and who is the vice president. The election of 1800 is a very interesting example of what that involved, because in that election, John Adams, who was the sitting president at the time, and Thomas Jefferson, who was his vice president, were competing against each other, but also Aaron Burr was in that race, and there was no clear majority, so it did go to the House of Representatives, and it was a long and drawn out, they had to take many elections, votes day after day, long drawn, I forget the exact number, but it was tens and tens of votes they had to take before they decided on Thomas Jefferson. That was a really tight and difficult race, which is why the 12th Amendment was, after that point, established to say, we're not going to have that kind of runoff. We'll vote for a slate, president and vice president. So as much as people denigrate the Electoral College, we understand our founders' purpose to prevent mobocracy and to give the state power over the choice of the president. It was a wise decision. And the reason why the presidential race is such a brouhaha today is only because the president has been given such enormous powers over the course of our country. They're not constitutional, the powers he possesses, but because he's the greatest and most powerful person in the world today, there is this enormous push about the presidential election. People are very, very concerned about it.
Well, I think people have to understand that initially the president did not have this power. And secondly, of course, we are not a democracy. Our founding fathers did not want a democracy. Read what John Adams says in the, basically in the 10th of the Federalist Papers. Democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are air incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their death. That's just what's happening today. But that's because we've become a democracy, well, we were never supposed to.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Yes.
Sydney Pastor David Whitney is pointing out that the term natural-born citizen, according to constitutional lawyers, and he uses specifically Herb Titus, who I personally know and have the greatest respect for. Herb Titus had said the term natural-born citizen has nothing to do with where you're born. It has to do with the fact that both your mother and father were American citizens. Well, of course, Obama's father was not an American citizen. He was a Kenyan citizen. And, of course, that means that Barack Obama is not qualified. And what they want to do, of course, is get us all bound down and all sorts of other arguments as to where he was born. And the birth certificate, whereas the truth of the matter is, the fact that his father was not an American citizen means Barack Obama is not a natural-born American citizen and therefore is ineligible to be living in the White House. Go right ahead, David.
And, you wonder, why did our founders structure these qualifications this way? They did so because they wanted to be very, very careful that no one would take the executive office as president who might be strongly influenced by foreign agents. And later we'll talk about, that wanted to prevent bribery. They couldn't receive knighthoods. They couldn't receive honors, or they couldn't receive gifts from foreign potentates, because they wanted the person who's going to hold this office to be one who was deeply imbued with what's going on in our country, one who understands our country better than anyone else, perhaps. Not someone who has spent most of their life overseas, has imbibed all kinds of other cultures, and has commitments and perhaps loyalties to other forms of government or other cultures, and not to our own. And that's the danger of having someone in the White House like Barack Obama, who spent many years in Indonesia, had one time identified himself as a Muslim on an interview, and talked about the 57 states he visited, and somebody pointed out, well, there's 57 Islamic states and so on. Here's somebody that is not as much an American in his view of life and the world as other potential candidates for president. And again, this is one of the things that the Electoral College would be able to weed out, because if the states had this power to say, the people have selected this individual, but we think this individual's not the best, we're not going to put ourselves under a president who we think is not truly an American. So that really puts us currently in a constitutional crisis. Because Barack Obama is not constitutionally qualified to be the president, it means everything that he has signed when he is office has been in office is not law. None of the bills passed. Obamacare is not law, even if it was constitutional, which it's not at all. Power that we've granted the federal government to make any decisions about anybody's health care whatsoever, so it's not constitutional on that ground. But even if it were, it could not be law, because Barack is not legitimately the president of the United States. I know that's a strong statement to make, and some people might get a little upset at it, but that's the truth if you want to understand what our founders designed. And they wanted to design a form of government such that someone not committed and not very familiar with our country could never become president of these United States. Well, the fourth element in Article 2, Section 1, is what happens if the president dies, or if the president becomes incapacitated. And the secession process, and this was altered, by the way, by the 22nd Amendment, as well as the 25th Amendment, but the standard setting is, first of all, the vice president will succeed the president and serve as the acting president if the president is alive but is unable to fulfill the duties of office. For example, when the attempted assassination of Reagan took place, there was a period of time when he was incapacitated. Now, the vice president served as the acting president, but he did not take the full powers of permanent president, because it was uncertain what the outcome would be in terms of Reagan. But as Reagan recovered, then Reagan went back into that role, and the vice president stepped back to his position. Contrast that with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. As soon as John F. Kennedy was pronounced dead, then the vice president was sworn in as the president, Lyndon B. Johnson, one of the most terrible presidents we've had in my lifetime, at least. But the succession process is laid out very clearly. in Article 1, or Article 2, Section 1. And if the vice president becomes vacant, then the president is to nominate who will replace him. And this vice presidential nomination is subject to confirmation, and it's confirmation by both houses of Congress. Both the House and the Senate have to confirm a vice president nominated by the president if that becomes vacant. Now, what if both offices become vacant, both president and vice president? Congress, by law, provided for the succession of that, and it was changed a number of times. Ultimately, now, it's the Speaker of the House will be the next in line.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney. If you have a question, give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. And of course, our guest is Pastor David Whitney, and we're talking about the Constitution. If you have a question for Pastor Whitney, wire telephone numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But right now, David, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they could begin learning about the Constitution, take the course, and then hopefully begin teaching it to others, because this is really what it's all about. The average American really doesn't understand our form of government. The average American honestly believes we're a democracy. Nothing could be further from the truth. Our founding fathers feared democracy. Then Why is it that everybody believes we're a democracy? Very simply because the wicked people who control our educational system and our media want you to believe the lie and that whatever the people vote for is all right. However, our founding fathers knew that the public would eventually vote themselves into tyranny. Unless, of course, we had a constitution that prevented them from centralizing all power with the politicians who promised to give them the most. After all, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just vote to take the money away from some people and give it to us? And, of course, it was this realization, this is what had happened time and again throughout history, that democracies had always failed, that America was created as a republic, where the power of the government was to be limited, and it was not up to the government to provide for the health and the education, the welfare of the public, because, of course, when the federal government could do that, why then, of course, they would be able to control the public, because the federal government has no money other than what it takes away from one group to give to another to buy their wealth and support. Care of the elderly and the needy was to be reserved to the state and to the local community, but never entrusted to the federal government, because our founding fathers knew that was the path to the dictatorship we are living in today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. David, how can people get in touch with the Institute and begin to learn about the Constitution and then begin to teach it to others while we still have the opportunity to?
That's right. Well, we have put together what we call a host kit because we recognize most people be a little intimidated by the idea of them teaching the Constitution. So we have 12 lectures, Michael Peruca and myself doing those lectures. We have student notes that follow each of those lectures, that test questions, supplemental reading materials, supplemental videos that help the student understand the material. In 12 weeks, a person can gain a thorough knowledge and a working understanding of the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, what they need as a citizen to make the kind of choices they're going to be making here in November. And this host kit is available by either calling us. You can call toll-free. Institute on the Constitution's toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That's 1-866-730-9796. Or they can go to our website. That website is The American View, all one word, theamericanview.com, and you'll see right there on the front page there's a button. Click for getting a host kit, or also that button will take you to information about our online version of the course. It's the same set of videos, the same student materials, and the tests are all taken online. Everything that you would get in the host kit is available in the online course if you prefer to take it in the comfort of your own home in that fashion. But we strongly encourage people to get a host kit and conduct a class in their community. If you gather some people in your living room, or talk to folks at your church and gather a class there, or some people I know find public facilities like libraries that will let them use the facilities, many different places you could conduct a class. And citizens today are more aware that the problem going on in America today is that the Constitution is being violated. And so here's a great opportunity just before the election to gather a group of citizens together to study what the founders' view of law and government was, what they meant by the words they put on paper in our founding documents. It's an excellent time, and the host kit's designed to be turnkey. Every piece of material you need to conduct the class is part of that host kit, and we do provide for those who purchase host kits backup support. That is, if people ask questions in your class, we tell our host, call us. If the question comes up that you don't have the answer to, call us at Institute on the Constitution or email us. We'll seek to get an answer back to you within a week so that by the next time your class meets, you can say, that was an excellent question last week. Here's the answer that we could share with you. And the reality is anyone can do this. It doesn't take a scholar. It doesn't take someone with a great background in law or history. It's better that you don't have a background, especially in law, because what you do, you've learned the unlaw of modern law schools rather than the law of our founders. So if you get a host kit, you can begin a class immediately and draw people into an understanding of what it's going to take to restore our republic. It's been 100 years or more now that the destruction of our constitutional republic has been taking place, and part of that destruction is the citizens no longer know what the words of the Constitution say and how they limit the federal government. So the citizens then don't know how to do their job selecting a candidate who's truly constitutional. That's where the beginning of the problem lies, and that's where the beginning of the solution lies. We as citizens will gain an understanding of our founding documents that our founders understood, just as they understood them. Then we'll be able to select candidates for the House, the candidates for the Senate, candidates for the White House, and demand that they, furthermore, follow the Constitution as they appoint people to judgeships and so on, that we can replace all the unconstitutional actors in Washington, D.C., with those who will follow the law. And this is a very encouraging process. I was with a group of sheriffs. Sheriff Back put together a conference of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association just this week, a very encouraging time as we were encouraging sheriffs. They need to protect their people from unconstitutional actions on the part of the federal government coming into the jurisdiction of their counties. And so the sheriff needs to understand the Constitution. We had sheriffs who grabbed our course to take it themselves, as well as to train the people in their county on what the proper duties are, that the sheriff can defend the people against unconstitutional and violations of the law that happened from the federal government against the citizens of their particular county. So that was a very encouraging meeting that we had with a good number of sheriffs from around the country. So call us 866-730-9796 or go to our website, theamericanview.com.
All right, fine. Well, let's get back to our discussion of the Constitution. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Pastor Whitney, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, you must understand the Constitution. You must understand that we are not a democracy. You must understand the media is controlled. The educational system is controlled. All you need to do is read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the state constitutions of every one of our states, the Federalist Papers. You will never see the use of the word democracy other than to say, we do not want a democracy. Well, if that's true, then why is it that certainly everybody believes we're a democracy? Very, very simply, because they control our reality. And until you understand that most of what we believe just is not true, until you understand that America is under attack today, it has been taken over by a group of wicked people who are using the financial and military power of America to destroy religion throughout the world, and of course, to bring about this one world government. Until you understand that, very little going on today makes sense. And one thing I would point out is that all you see, all these demonstrations throughout the world, a prologue to uniting the Muslim world under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, and then having a great world war where America is going to be in conflict with the Muslim world, the clash of civilizations that certainly Samuel Huntington warned us against. Go right ahead, David.
Well, when we look at the final section of Article 2, Article 2, Section 1, the final section deals with the oath of office, that before he enter on the execution of his office, he shall take the following oath or affirmation, and then it gives the oath of the president. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of president of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. It's significant to note that everyone who takes office in the federal government must swear an oath to the Constitution, but they're swearing that oath to Almighty God, the God of the Bible. That's whom our founders intended. The reason why they required the oath is they recognized that we're not going to be able to hold a person perfectly accountable as citizens because we don't know what they do. Most of us have no idea what the president does on a daily basis, if he's having backroom deals, secret meetings with other leaders of other nations. We have no idea. And we could hear his promise that he's going to do X, Y, and Z, but to hold him accountable, it is not possible for us to do that. And so they knew that the only way you could preserve liberty is that when people took office, they had a fear of God that was greater than their fear of man. And so that when they took an oath, they recognized that they were calling on God's curses to fall upon their head if they broke that oath of office, if they did the opposite of what they promised to do before God. So The oath is taken before God to uphold, defend, and protect the Constitution. And it's interesting that the word faithful was the word that was bungled when Chief Justice Roberts administered the oath to Barack Obama. Kind of significant there. The Chief Justice did not know his Constitution well enough that he knew that the oath included the word faithful or faithfully execute the office. And so he bungled that, and understand that the next day they redid the oath in the map room of the White House, just put it on a audio record without video or without any other witnesses there, just to prove that, okay, even though it was bungled in the inauguration, he actually did take the oath. But it's significant. The pictures of that oath taking show that his hand is at his side. It's not resting on a Bible, as, again, one of the traditions not written, but a tradition of every president taking his oath with his hand on the Bible. And the reason for the hand on the Bible was George Washington. When he took his oath, first time and the second time, he had the Bible open. If you ever see an accurate depiction, there's a couple paintings that have been made of Washington taking his oath. He's open. The Bible is open, not closed like it is traditionally now. Everybody seems to have the closed Bible. He had the Bible open, and the eyewitnesses say that the Bible was open to Deuteronomy chapter 27 and 28. And if you go and read Deuteronomy 27 and 28, you see it is a list of blessings for the nation that obeys God's law, and conversely, the list of curses on a nation that does not obey God's law.
And I think you should be very, very concerned about that. Let's quickly go to Chris. We're running out of time. We have a couple of callers. Hi, Chris. Do you have a question for our guest?
I'm just curious, why do we always hear God from politicians, but we never hear Jesus?
All right. Why do we hear talk about God from politicians, but not any mention of Jesus Christ? David, is that valid? And should we be concerned?
That is concerning, because if they are unwilling to mention the name of Jesus Christ, and by the way, Jesus Christ is mentioned in the Constitution at the very end, Article 7, it says in the year of our Lord, it's a direct reference to Jesus Christ. And when a politician uses God, he's usually doing that because he knows he can spread the net way far wide. So, you know, a Hindu believes in God and a Buddhist believes in God. And God is ever you conceive him to be, rather than what our founders meant when they talked about God. The God of the Bible, even the Lord Jesus Christ, is who they were saying is the triune God of the Bible. So it's a danger, and we ought to challenge politicians. When you say God, who do you mean, and why? If you're, are you embarrassed to say the name of the Lord Jesus Christ because he's not your Lord, and you're ashamed of him? Because if you are ashamed of Jesus Christ has something to say to you, that on the day of judgment, he will be ashamed of you before his Father and before the holy angels, which means you're not saved, which means you're going to eternal damnation. So,
Chris, anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
No, I just wanted to make that point. Thank you.
And it's a very valid point. I appreciate your calling. And let's go to Ron, who's calling us from the great state of Washington as well. Ron, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, sir. Pastor Whitney, when it says that the United States is a republic, what exactly does that mean?
Well, thank you, Ron. That's an excellent question, because the difference between a republic and a democracy is enormous. In a republic, it's a representative form. That is, we don't make the laws ourselves. We elect people to represent us, who are involved in lawmaking as well as execution of laws. Furthermore, in a republic, the law is supreme. And in our republic, a Christian constitutional republic, it is God's law that is supreme, the laws of nature and nature's God. That's not so in a democracy, because in a democracy, the authority for a law comes from 51% of the people who cast votes. So, for example, in Germany, if 51% of the people said, yeah, we're going to throw all the Jews in the oven. Well, if you happen to be in the minority there, you were a Jew and you weren't a part of the majority of the 51% that voted, that became the law. And so your God-given rights are never safe in a democracy, because 51% of the people can vote away your God-given right to property, to liberty, or to even your life. And that's why a republic is the only safe form of government. And our founders were clear that we were a republic and not a democracy. In fact, Article 6 requires that every state in the union to be part of this Constitution has to guarantee a republican form of government for their structure. That's an excellent question.
And I think somebody once said the difference between a republic and a democracy is a republic is a nation under law. A democracy is the nation under men and what men want to do. So basically, they wanted us to be governed by these laws that were laid down in our Constitution. I think it's really certainly a wonderful concept that we can limit the power of government so men could be free. But there have always been those who wanted to expand the power of government so we could become enslaved. And that's what democracy leads to. Because, of course, when the people, you know, can vote for the politicians who promises to give them the most, they always will. And down throughout history, time and time and time again, people have voted themselves into dictatorship, and that's what our founding fathers didn't want. And that's why we are a republic and not a democracy, or we were a republic. Today we are a democracy, well on our way to certainly enslavement. Anything else, Ron?
Yes, sir, and this is the point I wanted to make. If you look in the Webster's Dictionary, and I agree with Pastor Whitney and with you, Dr. Stan, if you look in the dictionary, it doesn't say where the law is supreme. It says where they have a, they don't have a monarch, they have a president. Another, it says that they elect representatives who rule. It doesn't say where the law is supreme. I think people have, somebody has changed the definition of republic.
You're absolutely right. In fact, they've taken over, they use the Webster's Dictionary, they use the encyclopedia. They've done everything they could to conceal this truth from the American people. Parting thoughts, Ron, we're just about out of
time. Well, since I teach it, and then somebody quotes the dictionary, I'm going to have to refute the dictionary.
You're going to have to, and you can quote Pastor Whitney as well.
Well, go to Webster's 1828 dictionary as the best resource then.
Okay, basically you're absolutely right. They've rewritten our textbooks, they've rewritten our dictionaries, they've rewritten our encyclopedias. We're in real trouble.
Yeah, I think that needs to be broadcast to everybody.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling, Ron.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Guest has been Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. Always a pleasure to have you with us, David. Thank you so much. We'll look forward to talking to you again on our other networks very, very soon.
God bless. Thank
God bless. Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we certainly want to maintain the network that we have, radio stations, shortwave, internet. Certainly, you can actually listen to our programs on the telephone if you have a telephone with us. Reservation, and if you want information on certainly the local motels and hotels, we'll get that information to you. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. I hope that, of course, you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If not, you need to get that, because it really sort of crystallizes and summarizes what I believe and the source of all the problems that we're facing today. And then, of course, you need to hear my talk on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret and on population control, the covert agenda, and on Agenda 21, the covert plan. And there's so many others. It's certainly DVDs. We have my interview with a general, four-star Marine General Lew Wald. It's called A Marine General Speaks. My interview with Norman Todd, the director of research for the Reese Committee. It's called The Dangerous Deception. These are all DVDs that are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you'd like to be, if you are in a position to advertise a product with us, of course, we'd always love to hear you and consider whether if your product is certainly proper for our ministry, we'd be glad to consider carrying advertisements. But we need to, of course, to maintain the integrity of our network that we have today, because we're reaching people and we're reaching them effectively. Now, certainly we do carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and I personally use the gel every morning. We use the soap, and you can learn about Miracle 2 at our website. We carry the Berkey water products, and you really should have a Berkey water filter, because, of course, we're going to be moving into very, very difficult times in the not-too-distant future. And if you already have a Berkey, why get pick up some extra filters so that you'll have them on hand? We suggest you lay in a supply of medicines. I'm talking not pharmaceutical medicines. I'm talking about vitamins and minerals and the things that you need, like iodine and magnesium and selenium and vitamin D3. And vitamin D3, you really should be taking at least 5,000 units of D3 every day. Why? Because it combats cancer, it combats infection, it helps your whole immune system, as well as, of course, having to do with the integrity of your skeletal system. Vitamin D3 is one of the most important products that you can get. And what the government recommends for you is totally inadequate for your health. Certainly, you need to get some of our four tape sets on, on magnesium and on iodine. I should say we carry a wonderful book on magnesium. We have a four tape set on iodine. We have a four tape set of my interviews with Russell Blaylock, Life Saving Secrets. They're all available by calling 1-800 844-859-2527. If you haven't read Russell's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, you need to get it. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, we're going to have Lindsay Williams as a guest as we talk about what's really going on in the world today. What most people don't really understand is that we are going to be entering into a very, very difficult period. Certainly, I believe we're going to be involved in a war, in this war that's going to come on between Iran and Israel. And then, of course, all the nations, the Arab nations over there, our Muslim nations, are combining under the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, this is in preparation for the class of civilizations that is going to destroy America. And people sort of, what do you mean? Well, basically, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that America is controlled by a very small clique of wicked and evil people whose dedication is not to America, but to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, the destruction of Christianity, and the installing of a one-world leader. And this is exactly what's going on today. Our leaders are engaged in something called creative destruction. Creative destruction, look it up on the internet, or simply type in at your Google or your search engine, YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. And Alan will tell you, he's actually testifying before the Senate. One of the senators asks him, what is creative destruction? And Alan says, well, he is certainly we are dedicated to globalism, to this new form of government, to globalism. But we can't create this new form of government until we destroy the old system. And so creative destruction is the destruction of the old system and the creation of a new system. And that's, of course, globalism. That's exactly what it's about. But they're not going to tell you what they intend to do. But we're on the verge of a major world war. And if you think that this war is not going to involve you, it's not going to destroy our economy, it's not going to destroy many of our cities, and that millions of Americans are not going to die, I think you're sadly mistaken. How do we know these things are going to happen? Well, of course, our judgment tells us that, but even more than that, we have the plan. It's all laid out. You can read it in the Bible. Read Ezekiel 38. Read Ezekiel 39. Read the 83rd chapter of the Psalms, and I think it's Isaiah 17. Read these things and understand what is really going on in the world today. Because, of course, God has these things. He's known what's going to happen. And if you don't understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, nothing really makes sense. But we're in for a very bad time. And thank you so very much for being with us this evening, Lindsay. How are you?
What a privilege it is to be with you, Dr. Stan, tonight on Radio Liberty. I'm doing fine. I must admit, after a radio talk show host called me on yesterday and he said, got to have you on tonight. I spent most of the night, 2 to 4 o'clock a.m., another radio show this morning, another one. People are so concerned about what Mr. Bernanke did last week. Dr. Stan, I feel honored to be with you tonight to be able to tell you what my elitist friend had to say about this.
You're talking about, of course, Mr. Bernanke announced he's going to spend $40 billion a month. $40 billion a month. That's over $500 billion a year, buying back mortgage bonds. And where is he going to buy them from? He's going to buy them from the banks. It's simply transferring the wealth of the American people to the banks. But, of course, they're the ones who employ Mr. Bernanke. The Federal Reserve System is not an agency of government. It is a privately owned central bank, organized for the benefit of the banks, not the American people.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy.
He says, I pray you tell me, and he answered that the people are fled from the battle, and many of the people also are fallen and dead, and Saul and Jonathan, his son, are dead.
He was going to spend $40 billion a month to buy mortgage securities. Now, basically, Sydney, if you have a loan on your home, that there is, they have taken these loans and they put them into, they bundled them and made them into bonds. They call that a mortgage-backed security or a bond. And that's what they, of course, these bonds then were bought up by our banks. The banks are holding these bonds. And of course, basically, they're not worth the paper they're written on. The problem is that the value of many of these homes is much lower than the value of the bond itself. So basically, or at least described to the bond. So basically, these bonds certainly have much less value than their book value. And so to bail the banks out, Mr. Bernanke is going to buy up these bonds that probably are worth 40, 50 cents on the dollar. He's going to buy all these up with money that he creates out of nothing. He's simply creating money out of nothing. And in the process, of course, is in the process of undermining and destroying everything you have worked your whole life for. Because there's two ways to destroy a nation. One, of course, is by invasion. And the other, of course, is by destroying its monetary system. And John Adams said that a couple of hundred years ago. He's absolutely right. And, of course, Lindsay was just talking with his friend, one of the elite, who told him exactly what was going to be happening. Lindsay, you pick up the story.
Last week, out of thin air, the Federal Reserve bought you a house. No, I mean it, really. Please. You must understand what's going on right here. A mortgage-backed security is a security backed by a mortgage. That's your house mortgage. That's the mortgage on the shopping center down the street from you. That's the small business that has a mortgage on a piece of property. Out of thin air, the Federal Reserve bought a piece of land, a house, a business, a building, a shopping center out of thin air, worthless, nothing. They pulled it out of nothing and bought something. They bought a tangible out of nothing. You know, you work hard, every person in this listening audience. And Dr. Stan, you and I both, we work hard 9 to 5 all week long, 40 hours plus. Some people have two jobs just to be able to make it these days. And you wonder at the end of the month how you're possibly going to make the mortgage on that house payment, because after all, you could barely buy groceries and put gasoline in the gas tank, and now you've got to make a payment on a house that's probably upside down. What did the Federal Reserve do in order to buy your house? Yeah, your bank doesn't own your house anymore. The lending institution, whatever it may be, Fannie, Freddie, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Citibank, Wells Fargo, it matters not what it is. They don't have your house mortgage anymore. It is just bought. Your house was bought by the Federal Reserve, $40 billion per month. They didn't work all week for it. They didn't slave for it. They pulled out of thin air $40 billion. And they're going to do this indefinitely.
Well, of course, basically, they're going to just start buying up all the mortgage, the bonds that are held by the banks, which are based upon the mortgages. And your home may not have been sold, or it might have been sold. We don't know. But basically, of course, what they're doing, the Federal Reserve is bailing out the banks, which have acted irresponsibly. But in the process of doing that, of course, they're going to massively increase the amount of money in circulation. And for every dollar they put into circulation, they decrease the value of the dollars that you've worked your whole life for. So go right ahead, Lindsay.
The elite, you can call them the Fed if you wish, will own it. This is a prediction based on what my elite friend told me when I called him. I talked with him for about 45 minutes on Saturday. This was not short. He told me a lot of things. You're going to hear it tonight. I hope you have that paper handy. The elite will own every piece of mortgage real estate in America before this is over. Every piece of mortgage real estate. You do not own your house until you have made that last payment. They did not give you the warranty deed. You don't own it. You just think you do. You call it your house if you wish to, but it's not your house. And now, it's not only not going to be owned by your local bank, it's going to be owned by the Federal Reserve. So I asked my elite friend, now, Dr. Stan, I'm not quite sure. I know that you know a lot of things, and you have a lot of people on your program. The next item that my elite friend told me is so dumbfounding, so startling, I was speechless. I literally held the phone for a few moments and could not say a word. I asked my elite friend, whom I was talking with, what will the Federal Reserve do with these $40 billion worth of mortgages, mortgage-backed securities, that they're going to purchase every month? What are they going to do with them? Folks, are you sitting down? No, and if you're driving down the road 60 miles an hour, I'd highly recommend that you pull over. He didn't hesitate one moment. Now, this has never been done in the history of the world. This is something new. The Federal Reserve has never done this before. The Federal Reserve is going to, out of thin air, pull $40 billion every month, indefinitely. They are buying house mortgages, business mortgages, shopping center mortgages, and when they buy them, what are they going to do with them? I said, are they just going to let them sit there in a box somewhere and do nothing with them? He said, Chaplain, the Federal Reserve is going to buy derivatives. Folks, did you catch this? I'm going to give you his exact word, exactly like he said it. He said the Federal Reserve is going to hedge the derivative market. I'm going to give you the next expression he made. Now, you who are into finance and banking, I'm sure you're most startled by the moment, but you also recognize the wording that only a person in high finance would even use these expressions. He said to me, he said, Chaplain, derivatives are written on interest rate vehicles, and he said they are going to take the mortgages, 40 billion of them per month, and he said the Federal Reserve will use those mortgages to hedge the derivative market. They are buying with your mortgage. Your house mortgage will be used as a one-armed bandit Las Vegas-style bet on the derivative market, and it began last week. Now, I'm going to tell you the rest of what he told me. It gets more startling by the moment. I literally was speechless. I have never been this way in my life. I don't have any trouble with the English language. I was a minister for 12 years, preached three times a week. I was a missionary for many years. I speak day after day after day. English language, no problem for me. I literally have been speechless over this more than anything I have come in contact with in 35 years. This elitist friend of mine went on to say that the Federal Reserve is going to use fractional reserve. Now, you know what fractional reserve banking is. Well, they are going to use fractional reserve with your house mortgage. That's right. Your house mortgage. The shopping center down the street that they've bought for $40 billion a month, they're going to fractionally reserve it. That means that they have a right to take 90% and loan it out. But they're going to take that mortgage, and instead of loaning it out, they are going to bet it on a one-armed bandit called the derivative market. You heard me correctly. They aren't keeping those mortgages. Those mortgages are going to be put into the derivative market, which is designed to collapse. There are no regulations on it. It is well over $1 quadrillion, so most people predict. Now listen to what it's going to be. That $40 billion per month used fractionally reserve becomes $360 billion per month. In 3 months, the Federal Reserve will profit $1 trillion on the house mortgages of poor Americans who are working, slaving, trying their best to pay mortgages while the economy is in horrible condition. Your house mortgage will be sold by the Federal Reserve, according to my late friend who was in the meeting when some things were decided. They'll be sold all over the world. A Chinaman may own your house. A Russian may own your house. Somebody in Europe, they own your house. The Fed is selling it at a 90% profit. And according to the way that they're doing this, the American taxpayer is responsible for the debt. In case the derivative market collapses, you will be responsible as an American taxpayer for the fractional reserved method that they're using, putting these into the derivative market. Dr. Stan, when I found this out, I was so sorry for the average American. If such a thing as being heartbroken, I ask the next question. Again, I'm hoping you're sitting down, and I trust you're not driving down the road at 60 miles an hour. I'm sure your mind already is running ahead of me. I then asked my elite friend, I said, okay, the Federal Reserve is pulling out of thin air, buying $40 billion of house mortgages, real estate, mortgage-backed securities, and I said, they're going to put them into fractional reserve banking. I said, what will the banks do with that $40 billion that's given to them each month? You'll forgive me for pausing. I'm still stunned. I said, what will they do with it? Again, when you hear what this has been decided behind closed doors, he told me that the Federal Reserve and the leading banks of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, they sat down behind closed doors with the Federal Reserve and decided before the Fed ever made their announcement what they would do with the $40 billion.
Hold the thought.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost.
There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lindsay has some really fascinating information from his friend. Now, basically, of course, what we're talking about is that the Federal Reserve is going to buy up the mortgage bonds, which are nothing more than simply bundled mortgages held by the major banks. And, of course, these mortgage bonds are not worth anywhere near what they're valued by the banks. But I'm sure the Federal Reserve is going to pay a full dollar on them. After all, why should they worry about it? Because, of course, they're simply making the money up out of nothing to buy the mortgage bonds from the banks. But then, of course, what are they going to do with those mortgage bonds? Well, basically, what are the banks going to do with the money that they get? I mean, they're getting, we're talking the six major banks, and we're talking Goldman Sachs, so we're talking about J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley and Bank of America and Wells Fargo and Citigroup. And basically, what are the banks going to do with this $40 billion they get? Well, basically, of course, as you know, we have a massive deficit. And basically, we are running a deficit of about $1.2 trillion a year. In other words, we're spending $1.2 trillion a year, $1.3 trillion a year, more than we're actually taking in. This year, it's going to be $1.2 trillion deficit. So basically, of course, why the money has to come from someplace, the Treasury simply sells them. Treasury bills. The trouble is that other countries have lost confidence. In fact, most of our treasury bills are no longer bought by other countries or by other organizations or even by individuals because people are increasingly coming to distrust the American dollar, knowing full well that it's progressively being eroded and losing value. And so basically the banks are going to buy the treasury bills, and then that money the treasury will have to give to other countries in the form of foreign aid, to pay out in the form of Social Security and Medicare. And the $1.2 trillion deficit will be at least in large part funded, at least half of it, by what we're talking about. But this is not money going to go into the economy. This is money that's going to go to the Treasury system to pay all the bills that they have. Basically, it took 200 years for America to amass $1 trillion in debt from 1787, 1789, until the year, actually, 1980. And at that point, we'd accumulated $1 trillion in debt. Barack Obama, in the last 3.5 years, has accumulated $5.1 trillion in debt. That's what we're talking about, massive accumulation of debt. And, of course, now we have to at least fund that debt. And you do that by selling T-bonds. And, of course, who buys the T-bonds? The banks buy the T-bonds. Where do the banks get the money? From the Federal Reserve. Where does the Federal Reserve get the money? They make it up out of nothing. It's totally fallacious, and this, of course, lays the foundation for one of the greatest inflationary spirals the world has ever seen. Lindsay, go right ahead. So what else does your Mr. X tell you?
Well, if ever there's a time that everyone in your audience, Dr. Stan, must do a crash course on derivatives, it's right now. I know it's a little complicated. It's one of the most complicated financial instruments out there. There is positively no law governing derivatives. The Congress has tried to pass, or congressmen have put through legislation to regulate derivatives numerous times, and every time the elites see to it that enough congressmen are paid off, that it never goes through. And you heard me correctly. Paid off. They have no regulations whatsoever on these Las Vegas-style one-arm bandit things called derivatives and every lending institution, every bank in the world, our Federal Reserve now, for the first time, involved in the derivative market to the tune of $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities, which have been leveraged by way of fractional reserve and sold on the derivative market, a bet on the future. And as you know, in the past, I have stated right here on Dr. Stan's program that I was told by my elite friend some while back that the derivative market would be the method whereby they bring about the collapse of every currency on the face of the earth when they get ready to do it.
I think, remember what Warren Buffett said about derivatives. You know, he said that derivatives are financial weapons of mass destruction. Let me repeat that. This is Warren Buffett. Derivatives are financial weapons of mass destruction. And what do you do with the weapons of mass destruction? You destroy the financial system. And that's why Warren Buffett and George Soros and the others are certainly beginning to contract and really move away. And we know that certainly George Soros is getting into gold big time, and Warren Buffett is moving into an increasingly defensive position. They know what's going to happen, but the average individual doesn't. And the average individual is going to get wiped out in the coming financial collapse.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Lindsay Williams. And of course, we're talking about the fact that the Federal Reserve is going to, and remember, this is not federal and it has no reserves. It is simply a central bank owned by the bankers, controlled by the bankers, and being used by the bankers to enrich themselves and to impoverish the people. When you understand that is what it's really all about, and then, of course, their other agenda, which is to bring about the one world government and the destruction of Christianity. But basically, of course, the Federal Reserve is going to create $40 billion every month and buy mortgage-backed securities, and then, of course, use that to actually the banks then will have the $40 billion that they can utilize to actually buy treasury bonds so that the treasury will have enough money to make the payments it does, because they certainly do not get enough money in taxes. They certainly are going to go behind about $1.2 trillion this year. 43 cents out of every dollar the Fed spends has to be borrowed, and that's where the money is going to go for, to finance this whole incredible fraudulent system that is going to collapse, and they want it to collapse, ladies and gentlemen. I do not believe for one minute they don't know exactly what's going to happen. But when it happens, of course, they're going to say, oh, shucks, we're so sorry that the vast majority of the American people, those who still are living, have been impoverished. Well, Lindsay, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, and then I want you to tell me the rest of the story. But right now, why don't you tell people how they can get to your website, get your information?
Dr. Stan, I'm so excited, I don't know what to do. You remember that a little over 3 years ago, one of the elite called me, and he was angry. He threatened me. And he said, Chaplain, you've said too much, you've gone too far, you've got to do this and this and this. And they forced me and told me I had to close my website down. I haven't had one for over 3 years. I still don't have one. But there was someone in Great Britain, in the United Kingdom, who is so concerned that my message get out that on their own, they have set up a website on my behalf. I have agreed to send the material from time to time. You will probably want to look at lindsaywilliams.net. If you haven't been there, it is a fabulously beautiful site set up by someone else. I hope the elite are listening, because they'll realize that I didn't set this up. I didn't have a thing to do with it. lindsaywilliams.net. Also, please, they have told me, the elite have, how I can know in advance before the dollar collapses. Now, they know the time it's going to collapse. They know how long it will take. With $40 billion depreciating the dollar that much every month indefinitely, they know how long it's going to be before the dollar collapses. And they have told me the signs as to how I can know it. And I've produced a 3.5-hour DVD series with three of the leading financial professionals of America backing up what I'm saying. And you can see it. It can be yours. I also produced a 1 hour and 12 minute CD just recently that you play in the CD player of your vehicle as you ride down the road. Please listen to the CD first before you view the Secrets of the Elite DVD. Would you please go to our toll free number or the website? You can go to our toll free number 1-888-799-6111, or you can go to where you've always gone, prophecyclub.com, PROPHECYCLUB.com, or you can go to the new website that somebody just randomly set up that is literally beautiful, lindsaywilliams.net. You need to see it. So please, 888-799-6111 or prophecyclub.com. Now, my lead friend said to me that they had learned something. If nothing else that I have said tonight has caused you to literally climb the walls, I hope that this... Now, you're going to hear every one of these things happen exactly like I'm saying them. Please. I know, in the past, there's a lot of things that I have said that my elite friends told me that you said, oh, you're crazy. And 6 months, a year, 2 years later, you came back and said, oh, my goodness. Oh, Pastor Williams, you were right. No, my elite friend was right. You know what they learned last Thursday, September the 13th? They learned that the American people are not going to protest, that they will not revolt. I mean, this to me was more startling than anything else he had told me. He said, we know now that they're not going to riot in the streets. We know that they're going to belly up and give in. And I use the word belly up. That's my word. He didn't use that. He would never use a phrase like that. And I'm going to use another word. And from what he told me, he knows that you and your grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren are not going to do anything about it, and you're going to become slaves. And the New World Order, they know now that they can bring it in, and the American people will probably do nothing. Now, this bothers me more than anything else, and I'm going to prove it to you. I want to give you some proof of this. Again, if you have that pencil and paper, please write it down. Last Thursday, September the 13th, immediately upon the announcement of Ben Bernanke, gold prices went up $49 instantaneously, just like that. Silver, and that's 3%, by the way. Silver went up $3, that's 9%. Gasoline went up instantaneously 15 cents at the gas pump. That's 4%. No, it did not. I know, you're saying now this guy is, does he really know what he's talking about? Gold did not go up $49. Gold is still 1 ounce. Silver is still 1 ounce. The only thing that changed is when Bernanke announced that, the dollar devaluated by $49 in comparison to the $1,700 and something you pay for an ounce of gold. Gold did not go up. Gasoline did not go up 15 cents at the gas pump. And you're going to be paying $6 and $7 a gallon because the dollar is going to depreciate every 30 days by $40 billion proportionately, and the dollar is going to lose its purchasing power. Gasoline is still 4 quarts to the gallon, and it does not go up in price. It is the dollar that goes down in purchasing power. You know, I like avocados. I don't know why. I just kind of am an avocado person, eat a sandwich almost every day. I like avocados. I'm paying about $1 per avocado at the grocery store now. You're going to be paying $2 shortly. All the other groceries and hardware items and drug items are going to go up proportionally. The dollar's devaluation is going to be proportionate to $40 billion every month indefinitely until you can't afford to make the payment on that mortgage, which has already been sold to the Chinese or to the Japanese or to the Russian. And the Federal Reserve has bought it. And when you can't make the mortgage payment, they step in, repossess your house, and turn around and rent it back to you and your children for the rest of your life. This is what the New World Order is all about. And I'm going to make a statement here. Based on what my elite friend told me, you will lose your house if it's mortgaged. It's already planned. That's right. The dollar is going to depreciate so much. They know how long it's going to take the average person before they can't afford to put food on the table and make a house payment at the same time. They know how long it's going to be before the gasoline price goes up to the point that you can't afford on what you're making in that 40-hour week or however long you may be working, and you can't also make your house payment. And as a result, you'll say, oh, well, they'll let me stay in it for a while. Sure, they'll let you stay in it indefinitely. Yeah. They'll repossess it. This is the goal of the New World Order. They'll repossess it and turn around and rent it back to you the rest of your life. This is what they want. This is what it's all about. And at the same time, they'll be able to issue, whenever the dollar, you know, I've been telling you for the longest, the dollar is going to be dead. I did not say it would be non-existent. The dollar is going to be dead. And if you must realize by now, that the Federal Reserve cannot pull $40 billion out of thin air every month, September, October, November, December, without the dollar coming to the point of being worthless. And then they'll be right there standing ready to give you a new currency. Folks, this has got to be stopped. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know what you're going to do about it. We cannot allow this to happen in the United States of America. I do not have any suggestions. I haven't come to that point yet. I don't dare call up my elite friend and ask him, what can I do about it? Well, yeah, he's already told me what to do about it. He told me a number of months ago, he said, Chaplain, this is everything that you need to do in order to keep food on your table and to stay in our currency, which they'd already told me was gold and silver, and to be able to still live through what's about to take place. He said, Chaplain, these are all the things that you need to do personally. And he said it out of courtesy for the 3 years that I gave of my life to be their chaplain. I'm trying to say to you, something must be done on a national basis, not just a Lindsey Williams basis. Something has got to be done on a national basis to stop this monster. This has never happened before in the history of the world to any nation, where an organization like the Federal Reserve just steps in and out of thin air buys up everything in America. Did you catch that? They will own every piece of mortgage real estate in the United States of America, and that's the reason that Bernanke used the buzzword. You've got to understand their buzzwords, people. I've tried for 35 years to tell you that one of the first things I learned when I lived with the elite was to hear their buzzwords. Listen to what they're saying. Bernanke said indefinitely. Why did he say that? Because that's however long it takes them. They are going to keep on until he has bought every piece of mortgaged real estate in the United States of America. And Dr. Stan, it's in the archives of your program. I have begged people over and over and over on your show, when you've allowed me the privilege of being here, you are better off in a log cabin in the backside of nowhere without a mortgage and it paid for than you are in a $1 million house with a mortgage that's now owned by a Chinaman because they put it on the derivative market and the Federal Reserve sold it after they bought it from the lending institution that you got it from. Folks, something must be done to stop this. This cannot continue. They will own every piece of mortgage real estate in America, and you will lose your house. It's all a part of a guaranteed process of bringing in the new world order, Dr. Stan.
Well, I'm sure they know exactly what they're doing. I think they don't want the American people to know. We are certainly entering into a period of chaos and crisis, and I'm sure you're right. We're going to see rising prices, probably going up 5 to 10% next year and similar after that. And what this does is basically destroy the value of the life savings of the people, and the people who certainly are dependent upon Social Security will become impoverished. Other people who are certainly having to pay the principal on their loan, they're never going to be able to get out because they're not going to have enough money to make those monthly payments. I'm sure you're absolutely right, Lindsey. Go right ahead.
Well, with all I have heard, I, to say the least, am stunned. And I'm quite sure that you can hear in my voice that I literally am beside myself, realizing what the Federal Reserve has taken on to do and what we as a people are allowing them to do.
Well, Lindsey, what does Mr. our friend, Mr. We will not call
him. You almost said it, Dr. Tam,
well, I don't know what his name is.
What
does he tell you about this upcoming war with Iran and certainly Israel? Does he give you any thoughts on when this is going to occur? Because I think this could certainly influence so much of what's going on in America. What does he tell you, or does he tell you anything?
He really hasn't said anything hardly at all about Israel and Iran. You remember back when Mr. Fromm was alive and knew a little bit more than what my present informant does. You asked me one time to go to him and ask him, and I did, and he said there won't be any war with Iran for 2.5 years. Now, that was well over 3 years ago. Right now, I think there's a lot of saber rattling out there. I really believe that, you know, the gentleman who I'm talking about would tell me if he thought there was going to be an imminent war with Iran or between Iran and Israel or between America and Iran. He has said nothing. And I have a difficult time believing that it is imminent and in the very near future, but I'll tell you what does scare the daylights out of me. Mr. Obama right now is about 5 points ahead. And I have said for a long time that if he got desperate at the last minute, he would pull something. And I think that probably would be one of the things he would do in order to be able to bring in martial law. But as of right now, it appears that there's a certain element of safety out there. There is one thing that every American positively must do. Right now, the American dollar is fairly strong. It hasn't come to it just started last Thursday, $40 billion every 30 days. The dollar is strong enough right now. You still can go and do a lot of things that you need to do to prepare yourself, to get your house ready, and to take care of issues, pay off your debt, do everything you possibly can. please, 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 I beg you, in light of what I've been told by my elitist friend, you need to take advantage right now of the fact that the American dollar is fairly strong. Do something about it. Use every penny. Don't you dare mortgage anything. If you mortgage it, they will repossess it whenever you can't pay the mortgage. But anything that you can do, you have the funds to do, whatever it may be, you positively must take advantage of the fact, because the dollar is not going to be strong much longer. It is going to devalue proportionately to $40 billion. Now, everybody out there, I'm quite sure you have read the last chapter. Dr. Stan, you have. I know you're a Christian. You're a believer. I am too. I have read the last chapter, and I know in the end who's going to win. But between now and then, there are going to be some very trying times. You can spare yourself a lot of heartache, but we will win. You don't lose sleep over this. The last thing you ever need to do is get under the stress of fear. They want you to, but you cannot allow this to cause you to be afraid. Instead, learn the issues as you have learned them tonight, and it gives you an opportunity and a time that you can buy to help put your house in order, so that when this does happen, you'll be like those who made great fortunes in 1929 through 1933, rather than standing in the soup lines. And right now is your one glorious opportunity to do some things, and I beg you to take advantage of it. I will, Dr. Stan, on a regular basis, keep in touch with my elite friend. And whenever something such as this that happened last Thursday, that not one single financial newsletter has come out with this yet. I haven't heard a single talk show, except the ones that I've on, that even know about this yet and have come out with it. And I thank the Lord by his providence that he allowed me to know these things. Folks, you're hearing it. Now you can take advantage of it. And Dr. Stan, thank you for allowing me to be on your show tonight.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you with us, Lindsay. Just hang on here for a couple of minutes, and then we can wrap up the program this evening. But we're heading into a very, very serious financial problem. But basically, of course, they've already put out $5.1 to $5.2 trillion in the last 5 years trying to stimulate the economy. Do you really think that an additional $40 billion a month is going to solve the problem? And they know it's not going to. They have another agenda. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed what Lindsay told you this evening, but I think he's absolutely right. Basically, of course, they have to have somebody buy up the treasury bills. Who is going to put up the hundreds of billions of dollars needed to buy up the treasury bills so the U.S. Treasury can continue issuing their Social Security and Medicare and other checks? Why? Well, very simply, the banks are going to buy up the T-bills, but where are they going to get the money? Why, they're going to get it from the Federal Reserve System. And where is the Federal Reserve System going to get the money? They're going to create it out of nothing. Incredible, incredible. Yet this explains exactly what is happening today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're headed into a financial collapse. Get your house in order, make your preparations for what lies ahead, and simply get out. I'm not a financial advisor, but I believe people should get out of anything that's denominated in the dollar, because the people who run this country are intent upon destroying the value of our currency and impoverishing our people. Well, a telephone number, if you'd like to, of course, get some of the information we have. I have a talk on the financial tsunami, another one on the financial Armageddon. The talks we gave some years ago, but they'll certainly give you the background of what's going on today. Both of them come with syllabuses. That's the financial Armageddon, the financial tsunami. And the telephone number to get those is 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, as you'll want to get my talks on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret, my talks on population control, of the covert agenda, because they've already killed or prevented the birth of about 4 billion people. Let me repeat that. They've either killed or prevented the birth of about 4 billion people. They kill millions every day. And they intend to kill billions more. And you find that hard to believe. Well, that's why you need to hear my talk, Population Control on the Covert Agenda. You need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. And then we have so many other talks. You can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and simply pull them down. We have a great talk on water fluoridation. It's called The Hidden Agenda. We have a great talk on vaccines. It's called The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America. You need to get our talk on vaccines because it's really one of the best ones out there. And it will give you an overview of what they have done and how time and again they put things and poisons and infections into the vaccines that have killed countless millions of people. They add things to the vaccines that are hazardous to your health. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. That's the specter haunting America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we hope maybe you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, if you're in a position to help us financially. We can certainly use your help. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And then, of course, we do hope that, of course, many of you will consider getting some of our health products. We use these health products. They're put out by a very responsible organization, but they're put out over our label. But basically, you need to know what will keep you healthy. Most people are magnesium deficient, iodine deficient, selenium deficient. You need to be taking large doses of vitamin D. You're not out in the sun every day. You should be taking at least 5,000 units a day. And if you start to come down and feel ill, you should be taking 5,000 units. Certainly every 4 hours, this is what I do. I'm taking something called allobiotic, not antibiotic, allobiotic, made of oil of oregano, garlic, and oil of elderberry. It's, all of these items are available from Radio Liberty. Just ask for our list of health products. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our all-day conference on the 21st of October. And certainly call, get your reservations. It's going to be a fascinating time. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Straight up, top of the hour. The Dow futures are up about 17 points. Still struggling. It was up yesterday. Gold is at about 1665. Lots going to happen. Looks like Spain and Portugal and all these countries might just fold. It's not looking good. Anyway, back to the news. And I do want to just reiterate on this old man in the nursing home, a very elderly man in a nursing home. He had been a singer when he was younger.